Welcome back, 9:32. We have a story coming up tomorrow on pet adoptions and the Abyssal Corporation, of course, very big into that. And they have an adoption program that is pretty much going on across the country. And thought we'd check in with Lydia Sattler, who's the director of the Jackson County Animal Shelter, see if they're part of that. Good morning, Lydia.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Doing good. Are you guys in on that?
We sure are. We want to definitely take advantage of this great opportunity to work with Bissell and find some great homes for our dogs and cats, and also make it very affordable.
Yeah, talk about the program and I guess exactly how it works.
Well, Bissell provides a certain amount of money to reimburse some of the adoption costs for our adoptable pets. So it doesn't cover the whole fee, but we work together. So they cover a portion, we cover a portion, and, you know, together that makes it affordable for most people if you need to obtain, you know, that initial cost of adoption for people. And, you know, we're hoping to move all the animals out and get them in great homes.
Yeah, you just had some arrive, didn't you?
We did. We did. We actually have some puppies who they came coincidentally at the same timing as the Bissell event. So they're not actually included in the Bissell event, but we have dogs coming from Macomb County as well. And we have lots of cats and kittens available. And the great thing is that an adult cat is only $10. An adult dog is only $25. And the kittens are only $20. So working with Bissell, we're able to provide that those reduced adoption fees.
Are you pretty booked up? The hotel pretty booked up right now?
We don't have a lot of adult dogs. We are getting some more from Macomb County tomorrow. But we did just bring in 30 puppies this morning. So they'll be ready to go here. They actually came in late last night, but they're ready this morning to go. So, but our cats and kittens are ready to go. And, you know, we got a lot of great animals, I think, that will fit just about any lifestyle that you have.
If somebody's interested, Lydia, what's the best first step? Is it to go online?
They can definitely look at pettango.com and find all the adoptable animals that we have. I will say that, because adoptions do happen pretty quickly, it's always best to come in person if you're able to, but we can definitely accommodate you if that's not a possibility. If you work, you can find our animals on pettango.com, and you can put an application in right through that website.
So the I believe the Bissell event runs through October?
It is. It starts tomorrow. On Thursday.
Okay.
And it runs at the shelter. We'll be here Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But you can also get your cats or kittens from PetSmart or Pet Supplies Plus on Sunday during the store's regular hours. But you can come directly to the shelter Thursday, Friday, or Saturday.
How is the animal control program going?
You know, they're doing really well. I've been so proud of them. You know, they've taken a lot of cruelty cases and abuse cases and neglect. And honestly, there's a lot of dogs out there that, you know, probably wouldn't have been able to find their owners or got back to their owners without their help. And also taking some of those dogs that are truly dangerous, you know, and a risk to public safety off the street. So they've been doing a good job in keeping our community safe as well as helping the dogs get back with their owners.
I know last time Mark was here, he said there was a lot of kittens available.
There still is. I don't know where they just keep coming. Greg, I don't know. We still have a lot of kittens.
No birth control there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They neuter your pets. Yeah.
Do people just stop by, Lydia, call, or make an appointment? What should they do?
Just stop by. You don't need an appointment. It is difficult to get through on our phone line, so I always encourage either to come in person or you can send us an email for faster service at animalshelter at mijackson.org, or just stop by. We love visitors, even if you're not in the market to adopt right now. Come by, see what we're doing down here. See if you want to be a part of it or just want to come and visit the animals. Mm-hmm. We're happy to have you.
Well, thanks for stopping by. Hopefully a busy month of October for you guys.
I hope so. Hope you get lots of animals and great homes and meet a lot of great new people. But I appreciate you, Greg.
Thanks, Lydia. Appreciate it. Lydia Sattler from the Jackson County Animal Shelter. Again, the Bissell Project starts tomorrow.